A new university degree that'll train Indigenous students to become specialist mental health practitioners is drawing praise from health and suicide prevention experts. The Curtin University in Western Australia is running the course, as Lucy Carter reports.
The death by suicide of a 10-year-old girl in Western Australia's Kimberley region earlier this month shocked Australia. The suicide rate among Indigenous Australians in that state has spiked recently, with 19 reported deaths since Christmas. It's hoped a new degree from Curtin University will change that. The course will train Indigenous Australians to treat mental health issues within their communities. Trish Hill-Wall is the university's course coordinator.
The degree was implemented through a necessity and engagement in consultation with the Aboriginal community, specifically to address the mental health issues of Aboriginal people who were basically being cared for by family and were undiagnosed.
The program will run through the university's Centre for Aboriginal Studies. It aims to prepare students to work within a mental health clinic by allowing them to spend a significant amount of time in practical placements.
Students can go before the Clinical Registration Board and become clinical registered practitioners rather than just working as a rehab worker or not being able to refer or treat or medicate Aboriginal people in the community. That's the big difference.
Mrs. Hill-Wall says students will graduate armed with cultural understanding as well as clinical know-how.
I think it's very important. One, because we know the kinship ties. We also understand the social systems, the socialisation practices, the cultural anomalies and norms and beliefs of Aboriginal people.
Professor Pat Dudgeon is a professor at the School of Indigenous Studies at the University of Western Australia, as well as a commissioner with the National Mental Health Commission.
Given that it is being offered through the Centre for Aboriginal Studies, and I know that the people involved are very good Aboriginal academics, and I'm sure they'd be working across different departments to gather the best of clinical practice, but also to ground that into Aboriginal cultural knowledges and ways. So I'm quite excited about that news.
She says it could save lives.
We had a look at the Australian Bureau of Statistics latest release on Indigenous suicide, and that is increasing. And that's just part of the picture. There's a whole lot of other mental health issues and social determinants that we need to address. So this program and others like it are an important initiative to start turning that all around.
Josephine Cashman from the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council is also excited about Curtin's course.
Having the capability build on the ground with community people is the key to solving this issue. We need capability build for local service providers and Aboriginal people who understand the dynamics of that community. It's fantastic because they're learning the practical and theoretical skills that then they can apply their cultural capital from living and working in an Aboriginal community to solve their own problems.
She's pleased the course is also open to up to 10 non-Indigenous students a year.
It's also important to have the option for Indigenous people. They might want to see a non-Indigenous professional, and I'm glad to see that it's also offered in a limited degree to some non-Indigenous people. It's actually meeting the need. And see, sometimes you have Aboriginal workers who, you know, they've got all the cultural capital. They understand the dynamics, but they don't have the theoretical and practical training because they've lived in remote Australia. So it's really, you know, so good that this investment's been made in those people who have that, you know, and we've got to look at them as having specific understanding of their community.
That's Josephine Cashman from the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, ending that report from Lucy Carter.